The first step in any time value of money analysis is to set up a timeline, which helps us to visualize what is going on during the holding period. Time zero is today and is the beginning of the first time period. Time one is one time period from today and is both the end of the first time period and the beginning of the second, and so forth. If time periods are in years, the tick mark at time two represents the end of year two and the beginning of year three. Timelines are essential when you are first learning financial concepts, but even experts use them to analyze complex cash flows, and we will use them throughout this course. We start out using time periods of 1 year, but that will not always be the case, as different financial instruments have cash flows that may occur semi-annually, quarterly, or monthly. There are three ways to calculate cash flows and returns over time, and the most basic is the formula approach. However, as calculations become more complex, we will rely more and more on the financial calculator. All calculations can also be done using Excel, which financial experts rely on tremendously. Since our focus will be on the calculator approach, it is important to make sure that your calculator is set correctly. It should always be set to one payment per time period, and for most calculations, it should also be in the end mode.